easier.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Here Rena tells her story. Trump not impressed. I'm Elliot Francis. GOP candidate Ted Cruz picking Carly Fiorina for his vice presidential running mate. On Westwood One Radio's The Mark Levin Show Wednesday, she told how it all happened.
About a week ago, Ted let me know that, you know, this was becoming more serious. And we had a series of conversations. And then yesterday, he made a formal ask so that we could announce today. And I was both humbled and honored to accept.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump weighed in on Cruz's choice of Fiorina. Later, Trump talked about the alliance between the two.
Today, I'm in the plane, and I see on television they have a new relationship has started. Cruz and Carly.
All the GOP candidates now in Indiana, ahead of next week's primary. I'm Elliot Francis. Investigators reportedly found prescription painkillers on Prince and in his home when he died, and now the Drug Enforcement Agency has been called in to help with the case. More from correspondent Evan Perez.
Their role is to figure out who prescribed this, if there was any prescription, if he had a legal prescription, and if there was some other source for this drug. This is a very commonly used abuse drug, opioids, and it's tightly controlled by the DEA. They know the records of doctors and so on who prescribed these medications.
Authorities in Pike County, Ohio, are discussing the investigation into the murders of eight family members killed execution style last week. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine.
What does it tell me that the autopsy report says the victim was shot nine times? It certainly is consistent with what we've been saying, that we're dealing with the cold-blooded murderers who calculated this.
Authorities say those suspects are still at large. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Verizon has a message for its striking workers. End the picketing or lose your health care coverage.
This is just a scare tactic, according to Candace Johnson with the Communications Workers of America. And
it's not going to work this time.
Because if Verizon takes health insurance away from striking workers, the union has a program set up to meet its workers' health care needs.
Our locals have communicated this to members, so we believe that members will continue to stand strong because there's very important issues at stake in the strike.
Including health care premiums. A Verizon spokesman didn't return our calls by deadline. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro says a track fire yesterday that briefly shut down the Friendship Heights station on the Red Line was not related to a similar fire near the same location last Saturday. Spokesman Dan Stessel says the fire yesterday was caused by a problem with a component that covers the electrified third rail. Saturday's fire, we've been told, was caused by a foreign object touching the third rail. The Maryland State Board of Education plans to gradually increase the standardized test scores that students would have to achieve to earn a high school diploma.
The class of 2017 will be the first affected, and under the proposal, they would have to get a combined score of 1450 on 10th grade English and Algebra 1 exams from the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. The requirement would increase over the next 3 years, leveling off at 1500 for the class of 2020. Public comment will be accepted before any changes are made. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Secret Service is reportedly planning to raise the White House fence. NBC4 reports the plan also includes adding a concrete foundation to the fence, all in an effort to head off fence jumpers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,042, the NASDAQ at 4863. Sports, the Nats manage just two hits and lose to Philadelphia. The O's avoid the sweep with a win in Tampa Bay, and the Caps host the Penguins tonight in game one of their playoff series. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Today only, you can get their decadent gourmet dipped berries, plus a gorgeous bouquet of fresh flowers for mom for $39.99. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5050. I was so excited to see this deal because it's actually 2 days of amazing gifts for mom. Mom gets a stunning, colorful bouquet on day one and delicious, freshly dipped berries on day two, all for $39.99. You've never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. But order now because Mother's Day is next week. And this incredible deal's only available today and while supplies last. So go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code 5050. That's berries.com, code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 out of Stafford. Great time to get going. No problems, no delays. Extending up across the Occoquan toward the Beltway. Now for 395, looks like the overnight construction picking up the last of the barrels and just about wrapped up here. No problems to get you through Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heading over the Memorial Bridge, remember, it's the long-term construction. It's set in place with that right lane permanently blocked heading inbound Memorial Bridge. You have two of the lanes getting by, so two of three get by inbound Memorial. Around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia lanes are open. Off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got rain. Hopefully you've packed along the rain gear. If you're not getting raindrops yet, you're probably going to. Pretty good chance everybody gets some rain today. Quarter of an inch on average. Rain coming in southwest to northeast as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Better chance. Rain showers early tonight, 50. Tomorrow, showers early, then cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 60, 10 degrees below normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Chantilly, 52 in Damascus, 54 degrees in Washington. Reports have surfaced that Prince was carrying painkillers when he was found dead. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. And you're starting your day the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Listen to this morning we got laid out for you. 6:35, Richard Kelsey, legal analyst on the Bob McDonnell arguments yesterday before the Supreme Court. 7:05 brings us Scotty Nell Hughes, a advocate for Donald Trump. We'll get her take on all of the political happenings yesterday. Carly, Donald's foreign policy speech. 8:05, speaking of that foreign policy speech, one of Donald Trump's foreign policy advisors, Dr. Waleed Faris, will join us. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN will give us his perspective on all of the business this week in American politics. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I want to say, as I said, for the last 39 months, and never during any time in my 38 years of public service, have I ever done anything that would abuse the powers of my office. And thank you for coming today.
That is a former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell outside the Supreme Court yesterday as the High Court heard his case. He's asking the judge to overturn the conviction against him. And here's the question that seems to be at play here. Should public officials be allowed to accept gifts? I want you to weigh in on that this morning. I mean, just as a principle of the matter, do you think that if you're an elected official, you should forego taking any gifts or accepting any gifts of any kind? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. That's at the heart of this case, because the prosecution against Bob McDonnell has to do with the fact that he accepted gifts and the interpretation of the law. Listen to Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, on Fox yesterday talking to Shepard Smith about what's at the very heart of this Supreme Court argument.
There had to be a quid pro quo?
There did not have to be a quid pro quo.
But the lower court found, in convicting him, that these gifts were accepted.
Yes.
In exchange for?
Nothing other than a few dinner parties. And Governor McDonald said, I didn't do anything official. I didn't change any policy. I didn't give him any benefit. Yes, he came to the governor's mansion. Yes, we hosted a dinner party as part of our budget. We host a lot of parties, but I didn't do anything as the chief executive of Virginia to favor him other than what I would have done for anybody who was a friend of my family. Now, the Supreme Court was very interesting this morning. The oral argument seemed very, very strong in favor of Governor McDonald, and the Supreme Court argument as I understand the justices, is this. If Congress wants to make it a crime for a public official to receive a gift, whether the public official gives a benefit to the gift giver or not, then Congress should rewrite the bribery law rather than letting prosecutors rewrite it by persuading a judge this is what it really means.
So the Justice Department, apparently, and in questioning by the Supreme Court, they had some concerns that the Justice Department had gone too far, that they simply said the accepting of a gift was evidence of corruption. So do you believe that that should be the standard? Is that this should be the standard, the legal standard that applies here? And if that's not the case, then, well, then shouldn't Bob McDonald have his conviction overturned? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I've always had problems with the watch that Bob McDonald accepted. That one always bothered me because that seems like it's not a token gift. It's not something like, oh, look, here, this nice little medallion that we got for you, or here's this little plaque we got you, or Governor, we wanted to, you know, commemorate you with some, you know, a ball cap or something. Those kind of things always seem to me, you know, okay, that's just a nice little gesture. You're just making a gesture. A watch is a big deal, and it was apparently a very expensive watch, and that one bothered me a little bit. So I've always been uncomfortable with the idea of elected officials accepting gifts simply because they are elected officials. Now, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the law has been changed. That's no longer allowed. But at the time Bob McDonald was the governor, it was allowed. And so that seems to be one of the main reasons that the Supreme Court is now looking very carefully at this case. And it sounded like yesterday they're prepared to overturn the lower court ruling.
Yeah, and so let's be clear here in terms of the question, because I don't think he broke the law. I don't think, based on what I'm hearing here, Bob McDonald did not break the law. Yes, he accepted gifts. He admits he accepted gifts. His somewhat off-center wife admits that she accepted gifts for herself and on his behalf, and no one's denying that he accepted gifts. What he's saying is there's nothing wrong, and there's most importantly nothing against the law with me accepting gifts. And based on what you said, you heard Napolitano there say the prosecutors basically told the judge to instruct the jury that all he had to do was accept a gift.
That was
and that's enough to convict him.
Yes,
right. And it looks to me like the Supreme Court was saying, well, that's not what Congress said.
That's exactly.
Congress hasn't passed a law that says that's a problem, and therefore the prosecutors, this out of control Obama Justice Department, shouldn't have done that. So I want to be clear. Bob McDonald did not break the law, it appears to me, and this should be overturned. And Bob McDonald has been slimed, and he should be a free man.
I agree with
that.
Yeah.
However.
There is a however, right.
In general, but going forward, setting aside the law now for a minute, I don't want elected officials accepting gifts from from anybody, unless they're a family member and it's Christmas time and everybody comes over and gives gifts. So I'm sorry, that's just the way it should be. If you want to be a big, important hotshot, getting Rolex watches from some big CEO who thinks that you're the hot patates, then go into private life. Go into the private business, go into the free market and earn your money. But if you're an elected official, do your job, serve the people, and don't take big expensive gifts. It's just it stinks, it smells bad, and frankly, for me, as just Joe Citizen, I don't like my elected officials living high on the hog because they've got a bunch of rich buddies. I'm naive. I know I'm naive. And I know this happens on the other side, and it's only Republicans that get convicted, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think Bob McDonald broke the law based on what I'm hearing now, and apparently the Supreme Court doesn't either. It'd be very surprising if that conviction is not overturned. But that said, it's even if there is no quid pro quo, even if there is no this for that, it looks bad, and it leaves the appearance that there could be. And you know, quite frankly, if Bob McDonald had never accepted that Rolex watch and a few other things, this would never have been raised. It never would have been an issue. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think he violated the law as it was written at the time.
Yeah, but what a shock that the Obama administration has just decided that they know best, and you know, maybe this isn't the law, but it should be, and therefore we're going to go ahead and do this.
And that's the way they operate.
With the power and force of the Justice Department of America behind
it. We don't like the law, so we're going to interpret the law a different way. Mike in Springfield, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. First off, let me say that I think Bob McDonald got a raw deal. I do not think that he broke the law as it was written. He may have violated or included into the intent for the law, but he never really broke it. That being said, I do not think a public official should ever accept gifts because it may be seen or it may show that they have the potential to have their judgment swayed one way or another. Whether they actually do or not is beyond that scope, but that just leaves a lot of questionable gray areas. And personally, I think that the Obama justice system went for McDonald just to leave open the governorship and Terry McAuliffe walked into it.
Oh, it absolutely affected Ken Cuccinelli's campaign. This was a double bank shot, Mike, by the Obama administration. You're so right to point that out. First, they hurt Ken Cuccinelli because he was aligned with Bob McDonnell, and that allowed Terry McAuliffe to come in. But also, let's not forget, before this whole thing came out, Bob McDonnell was on the short list for vice president for Mitt Romney.
Right.
And he was on many people's radar as a potential presidential candidate to come up against Hillary Clinton. And they destroyed his career.
They took him out.
Took him out, and they used the law to do it, and apparently, and, according to yesterday's, they did it wrong.
A law that they misinterpreted.
Purposefully.
listen, we'll take more of your calls on this. What about this very basic issue of whether or not public officials should accept gifts? Well, do you have an opinion? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAO. Now, at 5:15, it is time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, I think everyone will like what they hear. If you're coming in from the west, 66, off to a flying start. Good. Out of Gainesville, in fact, Haymarket, as you work your way up through to the Beltway and then through Falls Church, no problems on the Greenway, Toll Road, 95 and 395 lanes are open. That overnight construction completed. Top side of the Beltway, and in fact, the entire Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, without any troubles. 270 is seeing a little bit of volume here on Frederick, heading past the Monocacy, but pretty normal volume for this hour. No problems on 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and DC 295, fingers crossed, so far, with lanes open and no incidents reported along the way. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the Mayo Weather Channel 14.
Well, it just looks like it's going to be sort of rainy and drizzly between all the way to tomorrow night. The high today, 58. Tonight, down to around 50. And then tomorrow, morning showers, clearing in the afternoon somewhat, high near 60. On Saturday, temperatures are expected to be in the upper 60s and mostly cloudy. And on Sunday, a return of the rain is possible with highs in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 55 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
I'm incredibly grateful to the Supreme Court of the United States for accepting the case and the attention that they've given it. I'm exceptionally grateful for my family and friends and the numerous bipartisan coalition of amici across the country that have joined in supporting our legal cause today.
That was former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell outside the Supreme Court yesterday. Supreme seemed prepared. Every legal analysis I heard from people yesterday who attended those arguments before the Supreme Court seemed to say that it looks like the court is poised to overturn the conviction of Bob McDonnell.
I love it when a court poises. When a court is poised, there's nothing more beautiful in nature.
Yes, poised. They're poised. They're like ready.
Yeah, just...
Okay, so anyway, the larger question, though, is at the bottom of this is has to do with some gifts that he accepted. Yep. Now, it appears the Supreme Court is prepared to say that he didn't violate the law. But should public officials, any public elected official, accept gifts? I mean, it can get ridiculous sometimes, but should we just have a flat policy across the board? No gifts of any kind. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Jerry is in South Carolina, listening on WMAL.com. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I think that it's just downright dirty. It's just not right for any elected public official to take any kind of gifts from anybody. And if they were to accept it, why don't they just turn around and take the value of the gift and, give it to charity? I mean, if I was about elected public official, I would not accept anything of any sort of any value from anybody. It's just downright dirty.
Okay.
Now that you don't think they should be thrown in jail if they do it, right?
Well, it depends on what they received and what they got. And you know, did they knowingly know the value of it? And they're throwing these lavish dinner parties, which we, the taxpayers, pay for. I mean, that's bad enough as it is. But depending on what it is, yeah, he should serve some jail time or at least probation. And strip him of his title.
Even if the law doesn't necessarily explicitly... I mean, they got to pass a law that says that. I mean, yeah, he threw a party. Okay, so should Barack Obama... Listen, Barack Obama should be in jail for a lot of things. But should Barack Obama be in jail because he throws a state dinner for the president of China?
Well, he's not accepting anything from them.
Neither did Bob Well, but... some would argue he is, but... I see what you're saying. Throwing the party in exchange for the gifts is the problem you have.
Well, I mean, you know, how else are you going to, like, how else are you going to host, you know, other foreign officials, you know, to, you know, to come to our country? How is he going to do that? Come to our backyard barbecue?
Well, I hear you, Jerry. Bob McDonald's argument is, listen, yeah, we threw a party for this guy. We threw a party for a lot of businessmen in Virginia. That's part of what
that's
governor
That's part of
does.
What we do as governor. That's right. Keith in Winchester, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Keith.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. 2 points. First, it's entirely that the process was the punishment. They knew that eventually Governor McDonnell would do an appeal, walk, but the idea was it knocked him out of politics, and as Larry pointed out, it knocked Ken Cuccinelli out. But the second point is, gifts are fine provided they're of nominal value. It's like everybody else working in government, you know, if they give you a polo shirt or a coffee mug or a hat, that's fine, but it belongs now to the governor's office, not to the governor, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's not his personal item. Right. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. How about Chris in Potomac? You're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, I love it how we tossed all rational practicality out the window when we're dealing with these people. It's 15 years ago, I was a buyer for an auto finance company in Chicago. I dealt with various banks around the Chicago area. It was, if any of the bankers sent me a gift for doing a lot of business, booking a lot of car deals with them, I was not allowed to accept the gifts.
Yep.
If a gift was sent to me, it was confiscated by my superior. You were not allowed to show leniency, or not leniency, partiality to a certain bank.
Yep.
You couldn't show that you were doing better business with them, you know, for certain reasons. So, no, these guys shouldn't be taking gifts. It's ridiculous. Why are we even talking about it?
Okay, well, it's funny. It's a great point. When in private industry, there are these laws all the time. These
right.
rules all the time.
Rules, for sure.
From the corporate level.
Well, one thing we can all agree upon: the Justice Department way out of bounds.
Way out of control.
Way out of control. 522.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Think about all of the moms in your life for a second. Just think about those moms and everything that they've done for you, all the support that they've given you, all the advice that they've given you. That's a great thing. You know, your mom is always there. If you've got a problem, if you've got an issue, if you need some advice on something, you pick up the phone. Mom will give you the advice. You know the one thing they can't give you advice on? On the best Mother's Day present. So that's why you got me. I'm going to give you advice, and you know what the advice is. You got to get her a beautiful rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. They're the official florist of Mother's Day, and you know that they're going to guarantee that smile on mom's face. Mother-in-law, grandma, your wife, hello, don't do this the wrong way, guys. Get it right. There's a great deal right now. 24 beautiful multicolored roses for just $24. That's 50% off the regular price. It's the lowest price you're going to find on 24 roses this Mother's Day, but only while supplies last. You can lock in this price now and then schedule out your delivery for Mother's Day. Get it done now. 24 roses for $24. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. From your desktop or mobile device, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Larry.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation, or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
How well do you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
Seven on Your Side iTeam investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hand.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do no harm, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn, weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn, weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 525 on WMAL. Now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda, good shape as you come off the Beltway. Southbound 355 with lanes open, getting past Cedar Lane and down toward NIH. No problems there. On 270, yep, a little bit of volume here out of Frederick. Working your way toward the Monocacy, beyond good and through Gaithersburg, down through to the Beltway. Beltway, no early troubles. Like to see that. Let's get you Virginia. Heading from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge on 395 with lanes open. Crews are dealing with a police incident blocking off a stretch of East Reed Avenue just off of Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway. They do have the blockade there set up. No problems to report. 66 Greenway or Toll Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Deb, here on this Thursday, the rain will begin southwest to northeast as we continue to roll through this morning. Periods of rain developing, upper 50s for the daytime highs today. That rain should start tapering off later this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees at 527 on WMAL. So we're talking about this thing with Bob McDonald and the Supreme Court yesterday. The High Court seems poised, prepared to overturn Bob McDonald's conviction that he accepted gifts improperly when he was governor. The law has changed. It's no longer allowed in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But across the board, you know, should we just have a stated policy in this country that public officials cannot accept gifts? Isn't that the way to go? Harrison Crofton, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think?
Well, I was just wondering, just say Governor McDonald does get convicted and he does end up going to prison. What about the gentleman who gave him the gifts? Shouldn't he go to prison for attempting to bribe a public official? I haven't heard anything in the news about that guy getting in trouble either.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten in trouble that I know of, but maybe he, and I'm not sure, but maybe he traded any immunity back to the Justice Department so that the Justice Department could land the big fish, as it were. Thanks, Aris. The bottom line is, definitely, we can agree on this. Bob McDonald got railroaded by the Obama Justice Department. That seems pretty clear.
It is now 5:28.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Joining forces to conquer cancer.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com. Today.
Hear that? Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound.
You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Coming up in just a few moments, boy, there was a lot of activity in the 2016 Republican presidential race yesterday. We'll give you all the details about that. I mean, Cruz has got a running mate. Trump gives a big speech. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Ted Cruz and his newly named running mate have a busy day ahead of them.
Senator Cruz and Carly Fiorina will hit the campaign trail together today. They'll be barnstorming the state of Indiana together. This state certainly holds an oversized importance for their campaign now. The stakes have been significantly raised.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Not surprisingly, Donald Trump doesn't take the Cruz-Fiorina partnership very seriously.
He has set a record, though. He is the first presidential candidate in the history of this country who's mathematically eliminated from becoming president who chose a vice presidential candidate. Okay? It's a record.
Democrat Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, insists he is still in this race to win it.
But he acknowledged the current reality.
I am very good in arithmetic. And I can count delegates, and we are behind today.
Then he threw a change into his standard stump speech. Sanders said if they don't win, they intend to win every delegate that they can.
So that when we go to Philadelphia in July, we're going to have the votes to put together the strongest progressive agenda that any political party has ever seen.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Verizon has reportedly sent letters to its striking workers insisting they return to work or face losing their health care benefits. 36,000 Verizon workers across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic had been on strike for 2 weeks after contract negotiations broke down. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,042, the NASDAQ at 4863. Sports, the Nationals lose to the Phillies again, the Orioles beat the Rays, and the Capitals take on the Penguins tonight in Game 1 of their playoff series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicle serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. Or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter, Sarah, continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, not in bad shape at all. Heading over the 11th Street Bridge, Douglas Bridge, 14th and Key Bridges, all looking fine. DC 295, still keeping our fingers crossed. We are off to a great start. Coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, I don't have any early troubles there. Virginia, seeing some of the delays starting to form on 95 as you push through Stafford, Dale City to Woodbridge, and on 66 heading in toward Centerville. But lanes are all reported open. Same story with 270 out of Frederick, pushing past Route 80 and down toward 109. Just some of that volume on the increase. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp here on this Thursday. Unsettled weather for a couple of days. Cool temperatures, too. We'll see periods of rain coming in as we go through later this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 50s, that's it. And we'll see more showers early tonight, then cloudy later, 50. Another round of showers tomorrow morning, overcast for Friday afternoon, a cool 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Alexandria, 50 in Bowie, 54 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Glad you're up and with us this morning. Listen, a busy, busy day. Coming up at 6:35, we'll go back to talking about that Bob McDonald case with legal analyst Richard Kelsey as arguments were made before the Supreme Court yesterday. 7:05, fan favorite Scotty Nell Hughes on this 2016 race and the bid for the Republican nomination. 8:05, Dr. Waleed Faris will talk about Donald Trump's foreign policy speech. And then at 8:35, we'll talk to our good friend Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff we're doing this morning,
good
Brian
stuff,
Wilson.
That's right.
Do you know why we're doing so much? Because yesterday was a huge day in American politics. Yes, so many stories. Let's start with this one.
After a great deal of consideration and prayer, I have come to the conclusion that if I am nominated to be President of the United States, that I will run on a ticket with my vice presidential nominee, Carly Fiorina.
Well, you know, that's a big if there, as you heard, if I am nominated for President of the United States. Well, a huge if, in fact. The only way that's going to happen is if there's a contested convention and a floor fight. But Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has already lined himself up a running mate here the last week of April. I mean, even if he were the presumptive nominee, which he is not, it would be unusual and unorthodox to pick a running mate. And Cruz hit that topic face first.
Some might ask, why now? It's tradition that a vice presidential nominee is announced at the convention. It is unusual to make the announcement as early as we're doing so now. Well, I think all would acknowledge this race, if anything, it is unusual.
Well, he's right there. That's true. Carly Fiorina came out dressed all in red, looking darn good. And by the way, I thought a fantastic speech and immediately showed quite a contrast to, frankly, Ted Cruz's somewhat stilted speaking manner. Listen to Carly.
Today, I'm very proud and very humbled and honored to announce that I have accepted Senator Ted Cruz's offer to be his vice president for the Republican nomination.
There you have that. And they went crazy in Indianapolis, by the way, for that one.
I think this is a good move.
You like it?
I like this idea. And let me tell you, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, she is well-liked by many in the base. She's a really powerful defender. I mean, she's a great public speaker and a great powerful defender of conservative principles. And she can go after Hillary in a way that Ted Cruz can't because, quite frankly, she's a woman. Might help him in Indiana because he gets a splash there. Because, you know, this is a that's the next big test is in Indiana. She might be able to help him in California. You know, that's her home state. Might help him there. So I think it was a pretty good move. Nothing to lose from it. It might give him a little juice, but I don't know. It's going to be, it's a heavy lift for Ted Cruz these days.
It's a Hail Mary is what it is. Yeah. But here's the thing. As Doug Flutie proved famously, Hail Marys work sometimes.
Sometimes they work.
Just a quick clarification. I believe Carly Fiorina's home state now is the great Commonwealth of Virginia. She no longer lives in California. She moved here.
That's right. But she lived there for a long time with HP, and she ran
for Congress and got pummeled by Barbara Boxer. By the way, her state of birth? Texas.
Really?
She's a Texas girl.
Well, that is one of the reasons why I probably I've always liked her. And I think it would be an asset to any campaign.
Yeah. The problem is, of course, Ted Cruz's campaign can only rely on a floor fight in Cleveland and a second or third or fourth or fifth or 7,000th ballot to become the nominee. But it is interesting that he's chosen a running mate. By the way, obviously, she's there historically as a potential woman vice president, first in the U.S., and she addressed the female issue.
I am keenly aware that it is only in this nation that a young woman can start out the way I did, typing, filing, answering the phones for a 9-person real estate firm, one day go on and become the chief executive of what we turned into the largest technology company in the world, run for the president of the United States, and run now for the vice presidency of the United States.
There you go. So Carly Fiorina, running mate to Ted Cruz, who is running second in the Republican primary process. All right, Donald Trump.
Does it also double his coverage? I mean, now you have to take Carly Fiorina seriously. She's been out there on the stump for him anyway, but now she's the running mate.
As a media play.
It's a pretty good
As a pure media play, this week. Think about what the news cycle should have been yesterday. Donald Trump, clean sweep on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You know, presumptive nominee, as Donald Trump proclaimed himself. Steamrolling toward the end, the inevitable nominee, right?
Right.
And Donald Trump, major, serious foreign policy speech that he will lay out to the American people. That was supposed to be yesterday's media narrative.
Instead, it
got upended at 10 a.m. yesterday when Ted Cruz said, I'll have a major announcement. You know how these things go. Yeah. 2 hours later, it was leaked out that it would be Carly Fiorina, then Carly Fiorina. And, well, that's the big narrative of the day. So he definitely stole the media spotlight for a day. And now we're 5 days away from Indiana. And obviously, a lot of cards are on the table for Indiana. I think as a media play, it's a good one.
Pretty move.
This weekend, this will be a big part of the discussion. I mean, he's dominating the headlines now. In fact, look at that. It's 542. He has dominated this segment.
He dominated this discussion.
And we have a whole lot more that we have to talk about. In fact, coming up next, we're going to give you a review of Donald Trump's foreign policy speech, which was worthy of plenty of discussion. Lots of headlines coming out of that. And also, Donald Trump got a big-time Hoosier endorsement in Indiana last night. We'll play that for you, too. Stay with us. It's 542. Traffic and weather coming up in just a couple minutes.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right. You know, Mother's Day is just around the corner, and you don't want to take mom for granted. You know, you need to do something special for her. I mean, you know, my mom loved it when I sent her the Sherry's Berries. And this year, I don't get to send her Sherry's Berries. My mom, you know, she's no longer with us. But you have an opportunity to do something great for your mom. And by the way, today, Sherry's Berries has a special. Today only, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99 plus shipping. That's two perfect gifts that all come from one great place. By the way, the berries, they're amazing. They're dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and all kinds of little drizzles. They are huge, succulent, juicy, delicious berries. And by the way, the flowers are vibrant, colorful, with a 7-day freshness guarantee. There's only one way to get this incredible one-day deal. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped strawberries plus one dozen sorted roses for $39.99. An exclusive offer for my listeners only if you use the secret code. You go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my name, Brian Wilson, and you get the deal. Berries.com, click on the microphone, enter the secret code, Brian with an I, Wilson, and you get the deal. Amazing deals for today only. Make sure you order now.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Interloop, as you pass the Little River Turnpike, had a minor crash quickly over to the shoulder. You're going by it at speed, so just keep alert if you're heading through the Beltway in Annandale. On 95, just seeing some of the volume of growing. Same story on 66. No problems on Route 7 coming out of Leesburg. Of Greenway and Toll Road looks good. Now, let's get you in through town. First off, out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 in good shape. But I'm seeing 50 delays inside the Beltway already beginning near 202. You head on to inbound New York Avenue. Southeast Southwest Freeway after you come off the 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel. I'm still looking at traffic up at speed, but DDOT tells me they're responding to a report of a crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel, so I'll keep you posted on that. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got rain. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear. If you're not getting raindrops yet, you're probably going to. Pretty good chance everybody gets some rain today. Quarter of an inch on average. Rain coming in southwest to northeast as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Better chance. Rain showers early tonight, 50. Tomorrow showers early and then cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 60, 10 degrees below normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else. Has to be first. Has to be. That will be the foundation of every single decision that I will make.
Donald Trump yesterday with teleprompter at the Mayflower Hotel giving what was self-described as a major and serious foreign policy national security speech. The Republican frontrunner spoke with broad strokes about his vision for America's role in the world. And, well, you know, there's so much to talk about here. First of all, in terms of content, that line, you know, putting America first, a lot of people grabbed that. Eli Lake yesterday on Drive at 5 made this point. America first, doesn't the Trump team know what America first means? America first and America firsters, that was a derogatory term used to describe people back in the 30s.
Isolationists.
People who resisted vehemently Franklin Roosevelt's lean toward joining the war in Europe at the time. And they were basically, you know, Charles Lindbergh was one of them. I think Henry Ford was as well. They were sort of, history has written them into a corner and said that they were Nazi sympathizers by suggesting that they not go in there. So the term has not been used much. In fact, in modern political parlance, Pat Buchanan, in his, I think, 92 run or maybe 96 run, used the term America first quite a bit. And he was criticized for it at the time. Now, I'm not suggesting, nor is anyone else, I think, suggesting that Donald Trump is in some way a Nazi sympathizer, but he's using a term that was made famous by people who were called Nazi
sympathizers. Let's just say that if you are a historian, that is a loaded term.
It is. It's, yeah. It sort of raises eyebrows. That being said, who's going to argue that? I mean, honestly, I would love for this to be the discussion about foreign policy in the 2016 election. I want the debate to be, okay, Secretary Clinton, when you're president, will you put America's interests first or second? Set aside whatever your bias is against that term, America First.
It comes at a time when I think that is a feeling among many Americans. They want to see us place America first because they felt for the last 8 years it hasn't been first.
This president loves the fact that he is celebrated internationally. He's always making apologies for America and for our policies of the past. You're absolutely right. I think it strikes a chord with people, and rightly so. Here's a little bit more.
To our friends and allies, I say America is going to be strong again. America is going to be reliable again. It's going to be a great and reliable ally, and it's going to be a friend again.
And, of course, he's speaking, I think, directly to countries like England and Israel.
Israel, for sure.
To whom we have not been reliable, or for that matter, not been a friend. Yeah. Then to our enemies.
And then there's ISIS. I have a simple message for them. Their days are numbered. I won't tell them where, and I won't tell them how. We must, as a nation, be more unpredictable. We are totally predictable. We tell everything. We're sending troops, we tell them. We're sending something else, we have a news conference. We have to be unpredictable.
Donald Trump yesterday at the Mayflower.
Well, and look, some people have drawn criticism and say, well, how can you be a good friend to the world but also be unpredictable? You pointed out this morning in our before we were on the air this morning, I think a brilliant point. I'll give you this one.
Yeah. I'm taking the rest of the morning off.
We need to be reliable to our friends, and to our enemies, we do need to be unpredictable.
You can be both things.
That's
the Washington Post made this point. Oh, he's contradicting himself. How can you be reliable and unpredictable? Yeah. Oh, you know what? Washington Post, read a book for once, for crying out loud. What else we got here? Oh, so anyway, there are lots of criticism. Lots of Fareed Zakaria's head blew up on CNN after this.
Well, you can imagine.
And that tells me that he's onto something, frankly. By the way, last night in Indiana, Bobby Knight.
You folks are taking a look at the most prepared man in history to step in as president of the United States. That man right there. There has never been a presidential candidate prepared to the length that this man is. And let me say something, too. I am not here to represent the Republican Party, and I'm not here to represent any organization that deals with politics. I think the most important thing in the world is that we vote for the best man there is for this job, and you've already met him.
Bobby Knight, the general, head coach of the Hoosiers, endorsing Donald Trump. Here comes another man. Oh, yeah?
I was going to say, here's El Rushbo.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, you remember that secret meeting, that recording of Romney at a private fundraiser? It was a defining moment in 2012. Romney talked about the 47% of voters dependent on government. He said, my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their own lives. Well, the drive-by media erupted. Romney never recovered from that. Well, in the May issue of The Atlantic, Professor Neil Gabler wrote a long article about a different 47% of the population. And I promise you, this 47% will not put the drive-bys in an uproar. The article is called The Secret Shame of Middle-Class Americans. And Mr. Gabler writes about a survey of American consumers by the Federal Reserve Board. The Fed was stunned by the answer to one question. How would you pay for a $400 emergency? 47% said they would have to borrow the money or sell something. They wouldn't be able to come up with the money at all. Gabler admits that he knows the problem well. He said, I'm in that 47%. This 47% of the population are middle class, responsible people. They pay income taxes, but they live paycheck to paycheck, barely keeping their heads above water. The reason this 47% will not be harped on by the media in the 2016 race is because they are the direct result of Obama's economic policies, the same policies Hillary Clinton promised promises even more of.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade family protection plans are less than $4 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway and Greenbelt, if you're heading north, say from 50 and heading in toward College Park. Accident activity right as you approach 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Now I'm watching crews move the camera around so we can get a look at this crash. It looks like mostly on the right shoulder, but you will see the flashing lights again on the Maryland Beltway outer loop as you make your trip past the Baltimore-Washington Parkway toward 201. Just keep alert. Continuing that Beltway stretch, a little bit of volume starting to form in Silver Spring, pretty typical. Some of the rain and drizzle hitting the commute, so extra time will be needed for sure. 270 through Urbana and 109 slowing for Virginia. 66 and 95, 395 volume on the increase. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Deb here on this Thursday as the rain will begin southwest to northeast as we continue to roll through this morning. Periods of rain developing, upper 50s for the daytime highs today. That rain should start tapering off later this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is 5:56.
How well do you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
Seven on Your Side I-Team investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hand.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do no harm. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Today only, you can get their decadent gourmet-dipped berries, plus a gorgeous bouquet of fresh flowers for mom for $39.99. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5050. I was so excited to see this deal because it's actually 2 days of amazing gifts for mom. Mom gets a stunning, colorful bouquet on day one and delicious, freshly dipped berries on day two, all for $39.99. You've never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. But order now because Mother's Day is next week. And this incredible deal is only available today and while supplies last. So go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code 5050. That's berries.com, code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go
to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Coming up on WMAL.
Legal analyst Richard Kelsey will break down the arguments before the Supreme Court for Bob McDonnell yesterday.
And a question for you: should women have to register for the draft? We'll take your calls on that question coming up.